Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Kubek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Larson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mantle moves to third. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Mauch moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. Mauch moves to third. Jensen moves to second. It's Yankees, 1, Red Sox, 1. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McDougald moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDougald tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron is walked intentionally. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Howard reaches second base with a double. Mantle scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 3-1, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kubek hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Skowron scores. Howard scores. Kubek moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey is hit by the pitch. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-2 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mauch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mock moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson juggles the ball. That's an error on Larson. Mock moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. Mock scores. Gurnett moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Yankees. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Pete Daly. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Malzone scores. Consolo moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Yankees. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Mickey Vernon. Art Dittmar now pitching. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Willard Nixon. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Ike DeLock now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kubek hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carey hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kubek. White reaches second base with a double. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mock hits a fly ball into left field. Kubek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kubek hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 5, Red Sox, 5. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 0-for-1 in the game. Dittmar bunts towards short. Consolo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Consolo. Carey moves to third. Dittmar moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-5 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Carey scores. Dittmar scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McDougald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauer scores. McDougald moves to second. It's 8-5, Yankees. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock misplays the ball. That's an error on Mock. McDougald moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Coleman now playing second base. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Consolo moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Ike DeLuck. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive towards short. McDougald catches it and steps on second to double up Consolo. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Quebec settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.